Let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. This gentleman by the name of Kavi, the empathy king, the K goodness, founder of Mindful Matters, mental activist, mental health activist for men, for us. Always comes to us on Wednesdays to talk to us. Let's have a listen.
Means it's time for my gents. Good morning, Fresh family. Good morning, Fresh Breakfast family. NSK on the corner. Good morning to you guys.
Good morning.
And good morning to the gents. Good morning to the gents. And as I said, because it's Wednesday, it's time for my gents. And that means K goodness is definitely on your radio. It is June, and June is men's mental health awareness month. We not like we never do, but we are extremely intentional about putting it out there that men, you know, suffer from mental health as well. And I think on my heart this weekend, those that follow K goodness and the K goodness daily motivation, you realize I am sharing a few things about men and the impact of fear on our mental well-being. And I just want to, you know, detail those here today. And
absolutely,
a biggest part of men's mental health and our mental illnesses are tied to fear. Now, when I say that, is what are these fears? What do we fear? I think the biggest one and the most, you know, difficult one for all of us is men are generally designed and created to provide. And when we fail at provision, we have a fear at failing at provision. And that puts a lot of pressure on us, because how am I failing at the one thing that I've been created for? And when I talk about provision, I'm not just talking about material provision. I'm talking about emotional provision, and especially on an emotional level, because we struggle to connect emotionally. So when I see somebody struggle emotionally and I can't provide for that emotion, it's a burden on me. It hurts me, because, and sometimes it's I don't know how to provide for that emotion. So, you know, emotional provision, security, there's so many parts to provision that when we can't provide in that area at that time, it puts a lot of pressure on us mentally, emotionally, and sometimes even physically. The second is a fear of inadequacy. You know, am I good enough? This is why a lot of men thrive on words of affirmation, a reminder of our success, a reminder of what we've done. So we are constantly questioning, am I good enough? Is that which I bring to the table enough? Am I measuring up to what people see me as? Right? So that a fear of inadequacy. Number three, a big one is, guys, we fear disappointing people. A lot of us fear letting people down. So majority of us bend over backwards to be there for people, to show up for people. And even when we are running on empty, because somebody relies on us, we fear letting people down. A lot of men fear letting people down. So we continue to show up even when we can't, even when we're burned out, even when we are hurting. Your thought is to protect and show up for the others. And that case, you put yourself lost. And it hurts, man. It hurts when you have nothing to give, but you still afraid of not being able to give, so you go to the ends of yourself to be able to just show up for your people. And these are dangers. And I think finally and the biggest and saddest one is we fear letting ourselves down. We fear failing in general. Like, yo, my dreams and my visions, I'm failing at attaining those.
Yeah.
I think majority of the guys and men will agree with me that I think at most times we are our biggest critics, and the biggest pressure we put on ourselves, is from ourselves. You know, that fear of not making it, that fear of being left behind, is big on a lot of guys. And I guess we need to look at ways in which we can positively manage that pressure. But that's a conversation for next week on how to deal with this fear. How do we get away from this fear is what we'll look at next week. So, these are the things that we face as men. And that having been said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K goodness. Cheers.
Thank you so much, Akavi. I think there's not a single man that heard that disagrees with you. 9 o'clock, let's leave it at that. If you missed it, it'll be up on the website in the next 5 minutes.
Finally.
That's all there is.
Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.